Alan's got a point to make. He's on line three. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Alan.
Yeah, I just wanted to inquire about something. A few weeks ago, you had a piece about Trump, and you had a commentator on as Malachy O'Dougherty, who was obviously very hostile to Trump for whatever reason. And today you have a conversation about Hillary, and you bring on someone who used to work for her. I mean, how is that impartial in any way?
Well, what we're doing here is we are talking about Hillary Clinton's health, her well-being at this present moment in time, and indeed, is she capable of being the President of the United States? And probably the best person to speak to is someone who's actually had the opportunity to work very closely with Hillary Clinton. I'd like to think that the conversation that I had with her challenged her view on Hillary Clinton.
Well, no, I mean, she just completely wrote off the email scandal. Error of judgment. There's, you know, what about her other errors of judgment, like Benghazi, where she let four people die, calling millions of Americans a basket of deplorables? No mention of that. You know, you've got someone on who, yes, may well have an insight into the Clintons, but that's actually the problem, because she doesn't have any insight into her health. She knows no more about Hillary's health than you or I. She knows only what has been released by her doctors, so she can't really give any insight into her health in those terms. So being sympathetic is always going to try and put the best spin on it. And yet, talking about Trump, you bring on Malachy O'Dougherty.
We did have a conversation with Malachy O'Dougherty because Malachy had written an article in the Belfast Telegraph. I absolutely accept your analysis of Malachy O'Dougherty being very anti-Donald Trump when he was on.
Yeah.
And in that conversation that I've just had with Caroline, I was saying the British media generally is anti-Donald Trump. There's no getting away from that. Every time you look up at the screen, there's something about Donald Trump on our screens or on our radio stations that make Donald Trump sound like as if he was moulded in hell. I totally accept that. But Donald Trump is like a penalty kick for the media. He comes out with incredible statements that make people who are watching from a distance sit back and say, my goodness me, could you imagine that bloke with his finger on the nuclear button? Yet and all, as I said, Irish Americans who I've spoken to personally face to face in the past few months are actually voting for him. And that's why it's such a good conversation topic. And Alan, you're now on, and this is what's important, and this is what makes this programme a success. You're on, you have an opinion on Donald Trump, and I will give you as much airtime as you wish.
Well, I appreciate it very much, Frank. In the interest of balance, I think Robert should be on next, if he's about.
Yeah,
Robert was on that day, bashing Donald as well. So maybe you should get him on just in the interest of balance, just to balance me out, you know.
We must find a commentator who is so pro Donald Trump and give him 5 or 10 minutes here on the programme. Have a proper in depth grilling type conversation with him.
I'm not sure where you would go looking for one of those. You'd probably need to go to America for one of those, because as you say, he is pretty toxic over here. But you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be tens of millions of Americans vote for him, for better or worse.
And that's part of the reason why we have conversations about Clinton, because if it was some unknown American who was up against Donald Trump, I don't think we'd even be discussing it. But Hillary Clinton is viewed here as someone we owe a favour to, and we tend to some extent, gloss over what the Americans see as her absolute failings.
Well, maybe that's, possibly because we tend to have our news, chosen for us, and we get little snippets of it rather than the whole thing. You know, we don't get the wall-to-wall news coverage of the presidential campaign that they do on CNN or NBC or any of the Fox News or places like that. So we tend to get very carefully chosen snippets, which, as you say, most of the media organisations here are hostile to Trump, so it goes without saying that we're probably going to get chosen for us news stories that follow that narrative, you know?
Alan, it's hard to argue with your commentary, but thank you for that. 90-333-105-077-66-105-105. Trump, of course, provides us with sound bites that some of us can't believe we're listening to, in the way that he has talked about women, the way he has talked about other faiths, the way he's talked about neighbouring countries. So, you know, he is, as I say, the hand that never ceases to give.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.